I'm speaking right now with Ben Jacoby. He is the executive director of the Carroll County Area YMCA. And Ben, you know, we've been open almost a year now, coming up on the anniversary of the Carroll County Area YMCA. And, of course, the grand opening. But tell us, you've got the winter programs now in full swing, and tell people what they can expect now at their Carroll County Y.
Yes, it's been a very exciting first year. January 21st will be the first or 1 year since we opened up our doors, so we're looking forward to it. And just like I said, there's been a lot of different stuff going on in the past year, programs-wise, memberships, and just a lot of different things. So currently, we just went public with our 2015 Winter Program Guide, and there's a lot of different programs and activities that we will be going to be offering here from January through March. So I'm just going to quickly highlight a few of the items that's coming up here. One of our biggest programs that we're starting this year is the YPOWS Mentoring Program. Brett Lyon, our program director, who's doing a fantastic job. I can't speak enough about him. He's done a great job for this past year. He's in charge of this Y mentoring program, and what it's going to consist of is all the kids out there who need help with a mentor, somebody to help with homework, different activities, things like that. Contact the YMCA. Brett's going around different schools throughout the entire county trying to find those kids from through counselors and parents, et cetera. So you'll find a lot of information here coming up from the schools in the next couple of weeks about that. So it's a pretty good program that's going to be going on throughout the year.
And so, of course, you know, a mentoring program for kids in school. What are the things that you have for the adult in the family?
We have a Biggest Loser team challenge coming up here. Signups just started on Monday, and the signups will end here, I think, February 6th. So what that consists of, it's a team weight loss challenge. You get four people involved on a team, and you get full access to the YMCA if you are not currently a member during that time, which will be a 6 weeks, I'm sorry, starting February 9th. So use a facility, and on a weekly basis, you'll check in at the YMCA and we'll check your weight. But overall, we're going to give prizes to the winning team who loses the most weight. Now, it's not by pounds, it's by percentage. So those who may not have as much weight to lose possibly can still be part of this, and it's by percentage.
There you go. And then how many weeks that's going to run again?
It's going to run for 6 weeks. It's going to start February 9th. So the deadline will be the Friday before, which is the 6th.
Okay, and tell us, what can people do? What do they get with the membership to the Carroll County Area YMCA?
There's a lot that you get. Our biggest kickback is being a member with us, you get full access to the Chillicothe YMCA as well as the Brookfield. So we're just a storefront. We have a full weight room. We have a social room. We have an aerobic room and a child watch, but we do not have an indoor pool or a gymnasium yet. So 30 miles straight north, you can go to Chillicothe. You can take your kids up, go swimming, use a gymnasium, you know, use anything that the Chillicothe has to offer for discounted rate being members with us.
And, you know, my family, we're members, and my daughter, she's part of the swimming program, the Gators up there, Chillicothe. She goes up there for gymnastics. So she takes advantage of that as well. And I've taken advantage of your weight room. I've actually dropped 40 pounds since January, so that's good stuff.
It's pretty exciting, you know, seeing members like yourself who are in there, you know, working your butt off on a daily basis. That's
literally
what the YMCA is all about. Mike, I can't speak words for what you've done. It's incredible. For those who have not noticed or seen him, come by and see him. He's done great things.
Thanks, Ben. And like I said, you know, this is just going to keep growing. You guys have plans to expand in the future. But tell us, once again, some more programs are going on this winter. What can and you got something coming up in April as well. So this program here for the winter program takes us through April. Tell us some of the things that people got coming up next month.
What's exciting for the next month is our annual father-daughter dance. Last year we did that, and it turned out to be huge. We expected 30 different couples, and we ended up with 69. So we've moved to a larger location for this year at the Roop Center, which will be held on Saturday, February 7th. So it's father-daughter dance, but it's not necessary. Have to be a father-daughter. It can be a niece or a niece. Could be a friend, anything like that. So it's an exciting event that we're hoping to get, you know, roughly 70 to 80 couples again this year. So it's something fun for the father to do with their daughter. And later on in the month, we have a mother-son bowling night, which will be Sunday, February 22nd from 4 to 6. So it's for, you know, the mom and the son instead of the father and daughter. So it's something they can do because most kids don't want to go dancing with their mother in front of their friends, most kids. So it's something fun, go bowling with your mother that day. So a lot of different stuff going on. We have a women's on weight program coming up here. The sign-ups end in January 19th. That's a program that Brett puts on. It's teaching women the fundamentals of weight training and the proper technique. and how to do your own workouts and stuff like that. So it's a 3-week program that Brett's putting on here towards the end of the month.
That's definitely good because, you know, the thing was I did my research. You have to be sure you're doing the exercises the right way because that's where a lot of people, they stop. They come in, they try to work too hard, and they're saying, I can't do this.
Exactly. When you overwork yourself, your body will let you know, and your body gets sore, and you may lay on a couch or in a chair, and you don't want to get up. And that'll prevent you from coming back to the, you know, workout, to the YMCA, wherever it may be. But a small soreness each time, that's a good thing. So that's what we're there for, myself as well as Brett Lyon, our program directors. We give people orientations. We're always there to help them if they need anything at all. We have our offices overlooked the weight room, so we're there to help anybody we can.
You have other things for women to come up to get into shape. Maybe they got some New Year's resolutions. What else do you offer the ladies?
We have an aerobics class that we offer throughout the week, Monday through Friday. Different classes, whether it's yoga, whether it's hip-hop, whether it's 50-plus class. A lot of different classes. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have at 9 a.m. and also 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. class, as well as Monday through Friday at 5:30 to 6:30 class. So a lot of different classes. We've added classes for the 2015 schedule compared to last year. So, and again, if you're a member at the YMCA, you get free access to all those classes.
So there you go. Of course, membership, again, will get you access to the Chillicothe and Brookfield facilities. But tell people how they can get a hold of you and get more information about signing up for a membership as you guys get ready for your first anniversary at the Carroll County Area YMCA.
Our website is our name. It's pretty long, which is www.CarrollCountyAreaYMCA.org. And we have a Facebook page. You just like our Facebook, which is our full name as well. And our phone number is 660-542-0011. So if you've not looked at our Facebook page, please like it. We have 850 likes right now. So Brett and myself, and we have a couple of different board members who help update that on a daily basis. So we have a lot of stuff going on. I can sit here for probably an hour and talk about everything going on, but a lot of stuff going on. So check out our website, our Facebook page, and make sure you come by the elementary gymnasium on Thursday, January 17th. That's when we start our itty-bitty basketball. And then the first through sixth graders will start that Saturday. So we have 160 kids involved in that from all over the entire county. So, you know, not just Carrollton kids. So it's pretty exciting. One of our biggest programs that we've had up to this point. So 160 kids is pretty big for basketball.
Absolutely. And it's great to see those kids get out there and just get started. Thank you. Ben Jacoby, he is, again, the executive director of the Carroll County Area YMCA. And you can find them, again, at CarrollCountyAreaYMCA.org. Thank you.
Thank you.